Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Nico Bell is Managing Director at CityNet. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's a fascinating and difficult item to predict because we don't actually know how it's going to look after the pandemic. The sense that I often have is that people want almost a hybrid model of being able to work at home and in the office, meaning that you could reduce office space. What is your observation?
Yeah, well, I think that's exactly right. If you look at the large institutional players who are, you know, heavily exposed to the office market, you'll find that they're having to do, you know, a deep analysis on the spaces which they have available. You know, you need to also bear in mind that the trend was very likely and probably definitely coming way before the COVID hit. There was already a debate around office space and office use and you know, a change in human lifestyle. So the repurposing of offices is undoubtedly the way to go. And there are, you know, there are various models that are being considered, and needless to say, it's quite an urgent consideration, and also a very long-term consideration apropos what is going to happen with society, you know, as we move forward through the century.
Do you think we're ever going to go back to what we were? In other words, everybody, virtually everybody working in an office. I mean, do we know that that is off the table?
From my point of view, it is off the table. As I say, it's been coming for a long time. You know, recent interviews that I've watched with large property players have been talking about a repurpose, as I say, almost a hybrid model, as you, you know, as you indicated, and a change in lifestyle. So you are seeing shared office environments which were already coming through. Lots of people were already holding meetings in coffee shops and getting
absolutely
work done.
Yeah.
The flip side of that is that I think it's becoming apparent, and again, you alluded to this, that work from home models come along with challenges. And these challenges are quite intense because, you know, let's state the obvious. You know, their mental health issues.
For sure.
Their productivity issues. But, you know, they have also for a long time, I mean, if you look at international models, being a mixed use development concept where you've got work, play and shop in one environment, a Melrose Arch being the obvious indicator.
What about the shared office spaces that we saw becoming very popular? A lot of them started off in Israel, moved around the world, where you had people almost hiring a desk, hot desks and this type of thing. Do we expect to see a growth in that type of an environment?
You are seeing growth, but you know, as you put it to me, I think that is specific to a certain type of business person. You know, who's more fluid and possibly independent, smaller trader. Also maybe a higher level in the organization. CEOs, MDs can maybe escape, the more, administrative kind of tasks. So it will increase, and it's certainly their pleasant environments, very modern environments, online environments. But it's not, you know, it's not the cure all for
and we haven't seen a tremendous amount of success in South Africa in that type of model. Maybe because of our lifestyle, maybe because of a whole lot of factors, but it hasn't really taken off the extent that it has in Europe or in some parts of the US.
Oh, you know, bear in mind, I mean, in preparation for our conversation, I did actually look at a couple of international models, and what jumped at me was really the spatial planning in other cities compared to Johannesburg, Cape Town, i.e. these cities are very controlled and generally, you know, due to lack of space, move upwards with offices and residential. Whereas in South Africa, we've had what we call urban sprawl. And that has, in fact, I believe, dictated a lot of home office use, decentralized office environments, etc. So although you can look into international trends, I do think we're dealing with a different environment. You know, you also don't have a very strong transport system, and all of these things impact. So it's a very different lifestyle. We have seen these shared office environments pop up, and lots of developers have been looking for them. You know, but it also takes an operator. You can't, if you're a property developer, property owner, you don't want to run one of these things because they take administration.
Absolutely. So are you foreseeing that many companies like Standard Bank will be reducing their requirement and making the space that they do have more fluid?
Well, it seems like this hybrid model is definitely taking off, you know, and I think that needs to be balanced against people's lifestyles. Again, you know, you can stay at home, you can be around your children. I mean, I'll take my own organization where I've got employees, senior employees, who literally can't work from home because they find that they're just unproductive. I think the hybrid model is undoubtedly the way it's going to go. You know, the reduction of office space clearly comes along with big benefits to any company because of the reduction of overhead. But again, that's going to have to be balanced against, productivity. I'll give you one example, that I recently read, and that is, Amazon. And in fact, Google. But I mean, Amazon, you know, came to a point and let's call them the front runners of IT industry, where they've put out a call that, you know, within the next 18 months, they want all their employees back on campus. You know, so it's indicative of a fluid state of affairs. And, you know, from our point of view, I mean, speaking, you know, strictly now on the ownership, management and development side,
right.
You know, the question is, there are going to be vacancies. There already are, you know, huge vacancies. And how do you repurpose these properties to make them effective?
And that's a challenge. That's a challenge that no doubt everybody in the industry is having, because suddenly they're going to be left with a space. How do you make use out of it to improve the yield and to make sure that they are fully utilized? Very, very interesting. Nick, no doubt we're going to catch up with you again as we see this evolving, because it is really something to keep an eye on. Nick Obel is the Managing Director at CityNet.